guy answers the phone, you know, to take the appointment, goes, "Hi, good morning. This is Jared. How can I make you smile today?"
Aww.
And I went, by not saying things like that?
Yeah. This is the thing.
Going to get an Elon Musk boring tunnel.
He's going to build a tunnel between the airport and downtown.
Okay.
To connect those two. It's a tunnel that is very small that only holds Tesla Model Y cars.
Oddly enough, the same cars that Elon Musk sells.
And that's like the SUV size, right? Is that like the small SUV?
That's a generous interpretation. It's still pretty small. It is not the bigger SUV size.
Right.
It is somewhere between the small one and the slightly bigger one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it seats three people, and there's a driver in every one of them that works for the boring company. So you get in, and they don't have a big trunk or anything. So you can fit your luggage in there. And then you get in these cars, and it's just these cars going back and forth. They only go one. It's only big enough to hold one car at a time, like width-wise. So
it's only like, I would say probably like about 10 feet wide.
Yeah.
It's not very wide at
all.
But where is it going to go? When is it going to go? And where is it going to end up? Nobody knows.
How much is it going to cost?
Well, they say it's all going to be privately funded.
I mean, like the rides.
Okay. Yeah,
or
that's
like
true.
They say it's going to be competitive. They pretty much just put out a PDF from we don't know who, because they didn't let anybody in who would ask questions.
Yes.
We'll
accept
anybody.
No questions at this time.
And it said it would be competitive with other ways of getting around town. So, like, competitive with an Uber or some other form of transportation.
Mm.
But it's all going to be paid for by Elon Musk's company, so they say. But they won't let anybody see the details.
And they kept saying it over and over that taxpayers will not be paying for any of this. So obviously taxpayers will be paying for some of it.
Yeah.
Me think you're protesting too much that it won't cost anybody. Like, to me, that's like when a car salesman comes in and says, like, you know, we're going to get you into this car. It's going to be so affordable. You're going to be paying it for it
no
for like
fees,
700
taxes.
Years.
Yeah. Like, okay.
First, I got to go check with my manager.
Yeah. Could be ready and working. They say by next fall, so a little over
like
a year.
For a long tunnel.
Have they looked at the rock under the half inch of soil that is Tennessee?
We call it Rocky Top for a reason.
Our friend Joe Dubin, who works over at 102.5 The Game, he had a post on Facebook, and he said that they asked sports fans who were listening to the sports station what they would call the tunnel, if they could nickname it.
Yeah.
And everybody had like Titans and Bud Adams, the, you know, now deceased owner.
Right.
And they would call it the Bud Hole.
The Bud Hole.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that.
It has nothing to do with the Titans, but I kind of appreciate where they went for the joke.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
Here's some news to shake up the country and Western music purists on Music Row. Or maybe your uncle that just shakes his fist at Shania Twain saying, "She's not country." The highest grossing country tour of all time has just been completed. It's the Cowboy Carter tour from Beyonce.
Oh, shocking when tickets are like $1,000.
$407 million it made. So
crazy.
Yeah. A lot of people paid a lot of money.
Yeah. Mm. Morgan Wallen would have made more than that, but he had spent so much money on bail.
Yeah.
And hush money.
And hush money.
No offense.
So yesterday afternoon, the governor and a whole bunch of people had a little private party, but it was also an announcement at the airport that they're going to let Elon Musk build a tunnel from the airport to downtown. And in case you're not familiar, his tunnels are a tunnel for one car, and they're made for Teslas that they own. So when you want to go from downtown to the airport, you get in a Tesla, you drive in the tunnel, you get out of the Tesla.
You don't drive.
That's it. You don't drive. No. Somebody else is driving. And it won't serve anybody but tourists.
And they say it's all privately funded, that it won't cost the taxpayers. So in other words, it's going to cost the taxpayers.
Yeah. They another
said
tax.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. They said that a lot. They're trying
so
to convince
much.
Themselves
yeah.
and us.
If I say it enough, it'll be true.
There's just so many things I'm thinking of, like, this just is going to be awful. Yeah. But
yeah. We'll get into it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. Have you guys ever thought about how much you would have to make to become the top 1% in the United States?
Thought about it.
You
know it'll never
thinking.
Happen.
Yeah.
How much does it take?
So it's about an average across the whole U.S. It's about an average of $731,000, which
okay.
makes me feel a little bit better. I thought it was going to be in the millions.
Yeah.
Me too.
So the fact, you know, that's a little more attainable.
Is that that's the salary, right?
That's the salary, okay. the yearly salary.
Oh, okay.
But Tennessee is just under that with 638,000. So, again,
what
a little
a
more attainable.
Of relief.
It's a little cheaper to be a 1%er here.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little
That's
bit.
Good.
Yeah, yes.
That's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm the Kool-Aid man. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim show. Thanks for tuning in. We got Gender Wars coming up. Jerry is ready to play for the ladies. We need a guy, and you're going to win some James Taylor concert tickets if you win Gender Wars. 615-553-0933. We need a guy if you want to play anytime this week. Just holler at us or give us a text at that same line, 615-553-0933.
Yesterday, Woody, you told us about Lucy, your dog, who... You've had a serious health scare.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit more optimistic about it. Over the weekend, we took Lucy to an emergency vet, and they say they found some cancer cells on a growth on her leg.
Aww.
And so we went to a vet yesterday, and they're sending the sample off to be tested and to see if there actually is cancer there. And also, they'll be setting up x-rays to see if it's spread. So, after talking to the vet there, I was a little bit more optimistic. I can't talk, say for my girlfriend Melissa, but, she's very attached to Lucy.
Right.
Because about, a year ago last April, she lost her Doberman Blue to cancer. And then, Lucy was our...
Lucy was the replacement.
Yeah, our heart dog.
Aww.
And, going through that again, I hope that's not what's happening, but... thanks for all the continued prayers people are giving us over Lucy, and I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah,
and we're doing everything we can to kick cancer's ass if that's what it is.
And she's young, right?
Yeah, she's less than three.
I'm so glad to hear that because if they were older, it'd be like harder to fight it, and they wouldn't be able to take any treatments if they do find that. That's what it is.
It's a little spot on the back of her leg that I think They say that if it is cancer, it'll be easy to remove and hopefully it hasn't spread. So,
oh, well, that's good.
Good.
So we're keeping, trying to stay optimistic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
But
nobody
it's tough.
Wants to lose those friends are,
I know.
They're like no other.
Yeah.
They're part of your family. You can't help it.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood.
It's a really amazing story. The world's most premature baby just turned 1 year old. His name is Nash Keen. He was born in Iowa at 21 weeks.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's 2 weeks away from me.
133 days too early. I guess it was a situation where it was an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And he was born. He was only 10 ounces.
Oh, my
And he's
gosh.
Been on an incubator, of course, on oxygen supply. He had to stay in the hospital for a while. Finally is getting to go home. Still going to be monitored and everything, but it's an amazing story where, he's healthy.
He's having his first birthday.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. Molly, his mom.
I just wanted to give Nash a chance. Dr. McNamara was the on-call doctor that week, and I just remember him being very honest with us and upfront saying, this is very touch and go minute by minute. He's so chill. His smile literally lights up a room. Like, he's just so happy all the time.
I know. When we've been to the Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, you see, they'll show you, a baby that's the size of the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what they can do now.
Oh,
really
my
is.
Gosh.
But yeah. Wow.
That's amazing. This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro.
You didn't hear the big news yesterday. Elon Musk has made a deal with the mole people to drill a big hole in Nashville all the way to the airport.
Yep. It's a loop between Nashville Airport and downtown.
Right.
And it's they're small tunnels. They've already had them in Las Vegas, so we know what they are.
They actually aren't very big at all.
You'll get on at the airport. There's no stops.
Mm-hmm.
8 minutes later, you get out of the car at the other end of the tunnel downtown, and then it turns around and does the circle again.
And this is obviously mostly for tourists.
Very much a thing for people at conventions, right, and bachelorette parties. Hats off to listener Chris, who posted along our Facebook message about this.
Yeah.
His wonderful AI imagining of the woo girls in the tunnel at a pedal tavern. But I have a legit question.
Okay.
Okay. This is like, okay, it's a joke, but it's real. Okay. Did they think about this? And I don't know. Maybe Vegas has figured it out.
Okay.
But Nashville has the tunnel, which they say is going to be ready next fall.
Yeah.
2026.
It's going to be a fast tunnel.
Okay. So it's a bunch of Teslas. So people get in Teslas and like, okay, then you're the next Tesla in. You're the next Tesla in. So if you're halfway in the tunnel between downtown and the airport, say, there's only enough room. Like, nobody can go around you. What happens if your Tesla gets a flat tire?
Oh. That's what I'm curious. What, like, about all the Teslas behind
you? Everything would be backed up for hours, I would imagine.
Right. I mean, do you just, like, if you're one of the cars behind them, do you just get out and just say, you know what, let's just set up life here. It's like Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, we're just going to live here because there's no ways to get out of it.
It's like an underground bunker.
Unless you walk 4 miles back, this tiny tunnel full of Teslas.
Welcome to the Nashville Tesla Tunnel. You have died of dysentery.
I also want to know what the over-under is for how many times the drill breaks.
Oh, when they're actually making the tunnel.
It has to be a couple times.
Yeah, because it's called Rocky Top for a reason.
Yeah.
It's just...
If you ever tried to dig any hole around here,
it's
difficult, almost
hard.
Impossible.
Possible names... We have some came from listeners and a couple. I was just thinking about somebody called, this is a Garth Brooks themed tunnel.
Okay.
Tesla's in low places.
Oh, I like that.
That one.
That's good.
Hot Chicken Run.
Okay.
Oh.
That's actually, I would vote for that.
Chicken Run.
I think that's, yeah.
Okay.
The Crawl Space. Boot Scootin' Subway.
Mm. Ooh.
Bill Lee's Hole. And I like this one. It's old school country. The Tubes of Hazzard.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, any of those honestly would do great, I think.
Guess what? Chicken butt. And also, it's time to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Structure Group, indoor-outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to their website, structuregroup.us. We got Jerry in Nashville. And for the guys, we have Dylan in Smyrna. Hey, guys.
Hello there.
Good morning.
We want to get to know you a little bit better. Here's a question. We'll start with you, Dylan. What movie do you never get tired of watching?
Sherlock Holmes.
The one with Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, which one?
Yes.
Yeah, all that's
right.
Fun.
Okay.
Jerry, what about you? The movie you never get tired of watching?
Baby's Day Out.
Oh, that's a classic. I remember watching that when I was a kid.
Nice.
Love it. All right, you each have a screw you can use. Let's begin with multiple choice questions.
All right, Jerry, here we go. Is Bill France, is he famous for baseball, hockey, or auto racing?
I don't know, so I'm going to guess and say hockey.
No, he's in auto racing. The street outside the Nashville Super Speedway is named after him.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, Dylan, does the Broadway musical Hairspray take place in Paris, Tokyo, or Baltimore?
Baltimore.
Yes. Baltimore. Isn't that the Good Morning Baltimore? That song?
There you go. Gina will perform the entire show for you now.
We were withholding our yes or no to see if she just keeps singing. All right.
Jerry, bounce back with this one. What brand of cars is made by the Bavarian Motor Works?
The BMW.
BMW. Yes. That's what it stands for. Good job.
Dylan, Steve Madden is a designer famous for what?
Football, right?
Madden.
No. Oh, that would be John Madden.
John Madden.
Steve Madden is a shoe guy, right?
Yep, shoe designer.
Okay. All right, we're tied up. Jerry, what baseball stadium is called the house that Ruth built?
Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
Woo!
Nice.
Good job. Okay.
It's 2-1. Dylan, you need this one to send it into overtime.
Right. Okay, you got this, Dylan. Traditionally, when are you supposed to eat your frozen leftover wedding cake?
On your anniversary.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, this is exciting. We go to name that tune to decide it. Up to five lines from a song. We'll let you decide. Jerry, how many do you think you could use to name it?
I'm going to go with four.
Four lines.
Okay.
Dylan, you want to do it in less than four?
Three?
Two? I'll do three.
Okay. All right, three. Okay. Back Jerry? To you, Jerry.
Let him do it.
Okay.
Okay.
You get three lines. That's all you get. You got to give us the title of the song. Jim will recite them poetically for you.
And I wear my sunglasses at night so I can forget my name while you collect your claim.
What is that song?
Oh, darn.
Oh, you got it. Come on. You got it. Do you want him to read it again?
I love this. No, can't
no,
do
no,
it.
No.
Oh. The same
no do-overs. No do-overs. Not a time.
Shoot.
Pretty much the first line was the name of the song.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
All right. Oh. Dylan, better luck next time. Jerry, you are the winner. Congratulations.
That was fun. Jerry, for you, we have tickets to go see James Taylor. For anybody else that wants those, you're going to have to play for sometime in the next couple of days to win those. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Jim, you promised you're going to tell us about your meat.
I'm going to show you my meat
yes.
story.
No, thank you.
This is a total meat fail.
Okay.
I can't believe, like, I'm so mad at myself, especially because it's so expensive these days.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So last week I was saying here, like, we were off the air. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to Costco. I'm going to stock up on some meat.
Yeah. Yes.
I like what they have there, and you know, we'll have it whenever we need it. We
right.
have a fridge outside with a freezer.
Yeah.
It'd be perfect. And so I bought about $180 worth of meat last week. I'm like, we're good for a long time. And then the other day, I come home and I open the garage door and I see that the door to that refrigerator was slightly ajar.
No.
Oh.
And I didn't know how long that wasn't fully closed.
Oh.
Like, what, was it just an hour ago?
Oh,
or was
shoot.
It 10 hours ago?
Or was it several days ago?
Well, yeah. So I'm like, it's going to be fine.
Mm.
I go to make dinner and I cut open into like a bag of a thing of chicken thighs. Oh, my God. We had to get out fans.
Ugh.
We're burning candles. Ew. I called an exorcist.
Bad.
It was,
oh, my gosh. I might
oh, it was
up.
Horrible.
Bad meat has a distinct
ugh.
Smell.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Nature is saying, like, no, seriously, yeah. don't even think about it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was so expensive. It just killed me. Because you know how I am about, like,
yeah.
you know, saving money.
I think
money.
It would kill
frugal
anybody.
Gym.
Yeah. yeah, that's because... You can't blame anybody but yourself.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Like, I would like to complain, but I'm the complaint department and the guy who gets fired.
yeah.
And my wife, who was, Jen was very understanding about it. You know, she's like, oh, that's awful. You know, and I could, she, I was so glad she wasn't mad. But then she goes, I'm going to go to Aldi and I'm going to get some things. And so just after she found out about the meat, she went to Aldi and she said she went to get her like reusable plastic bags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And opened the bags from the last time she went to Aldi.
Oh, no.
And there were eggs and meat in there.
No way.
So she's walking over to Aldi with the bags, immediately tosses them into the garbage, goes in and buys it all again.
Gina, you're in the midst of your pregnancy.
Woo.
And modern technology is helping you all along the way.
Yeah, yeah. There's two apps that I have. One is called What to Expect, and the other one is Ovia Pregnancy. So there's some really cool things on it, but one of them is it tells you how big your baby is inside
mm-hmm.
of you, right?
Okay.
Just by how many weeks you are along?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm 19 weeks right now, and this one app, the What to Expect app, it has different categories. So one of the categories is sports, and today Paisley's as big as a cornhole bag.
It's so super
and
specific.
I know. The measurement is from like the top of her head yeah. to, I think, her feet or her bum. It's one of the two.
Okay.
It's right. one of the two, yeah.
But she's the size of a cornhole bag.
Yes. Or she's as big as a cheese stick, like a mozzarella like.
Okay,
stick.
All right, yeah, from Applebee's or something, yeah.
Yep. Fruit, she's as big as a mango. And then this is where it gets kind of like funky. Okay, so she's as big as Violet's mask in Disney in The Incredibles. So there's like a Disney baby milestone.
Okay.
So she's the size of the mask
of the, mask.
The character.
Of, yeah,
the
like how they
girl.
Measure that. How,
okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Then there's movie and TV props. So she's as big as Cher's cell phone in Clueless.
That's right. There was a big cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, you know those, so this is 80s and 90s nostalgia. You know those ViewMasters where, like, you hold it up to your eyes, you click it, and it
has
that
circle
film. Oh, you get,
like, a 3D picture of, like, the Grand Canyon or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Shows you slides.
Yeah. So she's as big as that. I hope she's not as bulky.
Esther, that's so random.
They're so random. And then there's also ones where it's like, okay, well, she's as big as, like, a cucumber. But, like, a cucumber to me, like, that's how big she was last week. But a cucumber to me is, like, 12 inches or, like, 11. They're pretty big.
They make smaller ones. You got to look for them. But
right. But those are, like, not the generic ones that you think of when
you go not the stereotypical cucumber.
You grab one, Kroger, and it's big.
They're so random.
What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
I have a couple meetings, including one with the Preds. So
nice.
Exciting.
Cool.
Yeah. And that's kind of all. I have some meetings today.
Cool. I got a dentist appointment at 1 o'clock, hoping for the best to get my broken teeth fixed, tooth fixed.
Yep.
Or at least they'll take an x-ray and say, you need to come back for 7 more visits.
Yeah, right.
Which is usually how it works when you go to the dentist.
Until the dentist's boat is paid off.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's movie night at our house. So
sweet.
Whole family comes home. Has dinner, and then we watch a movie that none of us know about except for the person who's picking that night.
Nice.
Love that.
That'd be very cool. Tomorrow morning we have Gender Wars. Of course, we have more James Taylor concert tickets to give away. If you'd like to play, you can text us anytime, 615-553-0933. Also going to be Wet Nose Wednesday. You'll meet your new best friend tomorrow.